This conference is being recorded.
This is Don Hussig with Cancer Action Network. You're listening to Loving the Earth Pollution Free Radio. Oil Sands Truth is a Shut Down the Tar Sands organization. I'm speaking now with Oil Sands Truth Coordinator, McDonald Stainsby. Good evening, McDonald.
Good evening.
Tell us about Oil Sands Truth.
Well, Oil Sands Truth is an organization that basically believes in disseminating information regarding the needs and practices necessary to shut down tar sand operations, but also basically provides as much information as possible to people who can make up their own mind at the community level, both in terms of right near the tar sand deposits in places like northern Alberta and northwestern Saskatchewan, but all across North America where communities are affected by pipelines, the proposed building of massive ports or refineries and similar things of this sort.
Okay. Why does Oil Sands Truth call for shutting down the tar sands?
Well, the question is when you actually get a sense of the totality of the tar sands, why anyone wouldn't would be a better answer in my question, but I'll give you it this way. On a local level, just downstream from the tar sands is the community of Fort Chipewyan, which is a Dene and Cree, Métis, First Nations and other community. The community there has been suffering high rates of cancers as well as all sorts of other various autoimmune diseases from leukemia to lupus, cholangiocarcinoma being one of the rarest ones. The community is only 1,200 strong. The cholangiocarcinomas that have been appearing have had clusters of about 5 cases in the communities identified and a couple others suspected. This is a disease that should, in a normal human sampling, roughly appear in 1 in 100,000 people. So for the community of Fort Chipewyan, it's a matter of life and death for them to be able to see the end of tar sands operations. So I'm not stating on my behalf or on their behalf that that is the position of communities in Fort Chipewyan. They're in a particular precarious situation due to government and industry regulation. But that's one particular reason right there. Then you go on to a provincial level and realize that starting in the mountains in southern Alberta is the largest of the major waterways. The Columbia ice fields give way to the Athabasca River, which eventually feeds into the Mackenzie River Basin, which is the largest river in Canada and the longest. It happens to be also combined total 25% of the remaining fresh water in all of North America. So the operation of tar sands, which require vast amounts of water, they're making approximately 1.3 to 1.4 million barrels of mock tar sands crude per day. And each one of those barrels uses, on average, 4 barrels of fresh water to produce it. So even at the current levels, water use and water safety in the long term is unsustainable. So for the entire province, nay, the entire continent, then we get into that. Then if you go to a continental level, why the shutdown is necessary? Well, refineries have always been correlated with bad clusters of health problems near communities. They're being built up at a massive rate. Tar sands development happens in a much dirtier procedure. There's a lot more particulate matter and metals that get put into the air as well as being dumped into places such as the refinery near Chicago or in Whiting, Indiana, wants to dump their wastewater right into Lake Michigan. These are human health concerns. These are massive continental-wide environmental concerns. One could talk about communities dealing with pipelines. One could talk about communities dealing with ports. But you see the same basic trajectory across the entire continent. And then we can go to the global level. The only thing, if the projected growth of tar sands were allowed by the citizens and non-citizens of North America to make the decision to continue production, will end up only being outstripped in terms of their contribution to climate change by the combined total of all the coal-fired power plants from Alaska to Arizona and everything in between. So if one looks at it in those kinds of terms, you can go global, you can go local, you can go in between. Shutting down the tar sands is the only rational answer for survivability and human rights.
Well, hurrah for that. Tar sands mining and upgrading started in Alberta back in the 60s. Deposits of tar sands have been discovered now in Saskatchewan. How likely is it that Saskatchewan will develop a tar sands utilization industry?
Well, the best way to approach that is the same thing as anywhere else. It really depends on what people are willing to allow, what people are willing to take as government promises and so forth. The ones that they've made in Alberta have been very much not lived up to. Where we see tar sands development in Saskatchewan, there are a lot of populations in Saskatchewan who currently are blinded by money signs and not seeing the social effects or the environmental or the human health effects that could come from such development. but it is certainly clear that Saskatchewan historically has had a more active population base, and there's currently rising concerns both in Alberta as well as across the continent, leading towards people wanting to do something to shut down tar sand operations or at least restrict them. So the idea, both in the current financial crisis and in the long-term implications of what it would do to Saskatchewan, that they are going to go into full-scale operation is by far not even close to a done deal. Could I give you a percentage? I couldn't, no.
That's wonderful, because I was in Saskatchewan last winter. It's such a beautiful place. It's such a wild, wonderful place. I just feel it would be just a terrible thing for the tar sands to go beyond where they have done their horrible damage in Alberta and start doing this to Saskatchewan. So I'm really, you know, happy to hear what you're saying about the people of Saskatchewan, and hopefully they will just totally, you know, just not willing to accept anything to do with the tar sands industry.
Well, part of what the proposals in tar sands in Saskatchewan would include is the possibility of using nuclear power as a way to fire those. So we're not just talking about the most destructive forms of both mining and in-the-ground oil development. We're also talking about unleashing further uranium mining in northern Saskatchewan and the building of nuclear plants, both in Alberta and Saskatchewan, to achieve this. So there's a lot of reasons Saskatchewaners might want to think twice.
Yeah, you would think that Saskatchewan would be particularly careful after all its bad experiences with the uranium mining. I was reading some about the uranium mines in northern Saskatchewan last winter when I was out there visiting, and the horror stories about flooding and the radioactive water and the miners being contaminated and all these awful decommissioning of mines that have been abandoned, and certainly is that alone, you would think, would be enough to cause the people of Saskatchewan to really steer clear of any further nuclear development.
Yeah, it is important to note that Saskatchewan is one of the economically depressed provinces at the best of times in Canada, so there's always, unfortunately, the need for people to make money in the short term. But also, Saskatchewan does have a progressive history. It was a province that basically led towards what's now the National Health Care Service that, for whatever reason, folks in your country still can't wrap their heads around. So there is some reason to look at Saskatchewan as a place where there could be really good decisions made.
Sounds cool. How can people here in the United States help shut down tar sands?
Well, that's fairly easy, actually. Right now, one of the primary hotspots for doing that would be around the pipeline called the Alberta Clipper. The Alberta Clipper pipeline goes from roughly south of Edmonton, or north of Edmonton, pardon me, at a community called Hardisty, and then it cuts straight across Saskatchewan and Manitoba, and then goes deep through areas around the Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then breaks off to two other pipelines, but they're really from the same trail, that will eventually feed into refineries in the Chicago area, the Detroit area, a pair of them in Ohio, all the way to Philadelphia, as well as into Montreal, because they go dip into the south of the U.S. and then back north into Canada. You can find all sorts of connections just from this one pipeline alone, which is recently, with help from the Indigenous Environmental Network, had a group in Leech Lake, which is an Indigenous First Nation or tribal community in the Minnesota Leech Lake area, that has been doing what they can to block through a legal challenge to basically the Department of the Interior for giving an approval to this pipeline. That is a struggle that needs to get even further attention. The capacity of that pipeline would be almost 60% more of the tar sands that are currently produced. That one, as I say, would feed all of these various areas. So backing the fight around that pipeline, while communities who have their own reasons, you don't need to be altruistic. You don't need to think in terms of doing something for others. Do it for yourselves, because almost everywhere in the U.S., somehow the tar sands are reaching snake-like and hydra-like with the refineries as their heads and the necks being the pipelines themselves into all corners of the lower 48, as well as through Alaska with gas pipelines. So if you're interested in helping shut down the tar sands, you don't need to think in terms of going to northern Alberta or trying to put pressure on the Canadian government. All of that's very nice and it would be good, but most of us don't have that luxury. But you also don't have the luxury of allowing poisons and all sorts of cancer-causing pollutants to be put into the air right in your own backyard. And therefore, when you do something to protect your children, you're also helping us with the resistance to the tar sands gigaproject.
Well, the approach that our group, Cancer Action New York and Cancer Action Network, have been taking is that this will mean, due to the refinery increases, the refinery expansions in the Great Lakes Basin, in places like you're saying, in Whiting, Indiana, and Detroit and Chicago, and the Superior, Wisconsin refinery
yep.
project, with all of those expansions, as you have said before, also, with the bad history, the great amount of pollution that comes from the refineries, to have this great increase right there in those places where the people are already sick and suffering from the refinery pollutant emissions, we're just hoping that people will listen to that message and say no to tar sands. Because it really is about the Great Lakes Basin having another very, very heavy load increase of air toxics, and they already have too much.
No, there's no question about that. Wisconsin alone is seeing proposals for multiple different projects. When you go into places like Whiting, people talk about where there's a cluster of diseases and so forth and health problems concerning around the refinery. In Detroit, you find the same thing. You also find that these are often practices of environmental racism. Most of these communities happen to be communities of color who've been situated near the refinery in low-price housing because of their own economic situations and end up being the ones who get sick and therefore have shorter lives. So if people are concerned about what's already happened as refineries, they should find out not only do they want more refineries, but do they want dirtier and more refineries. None of these have the capability, if they're going to be taking bitumen from the tar sands, to operate without working in a much dirtier fashion. And that's bad for both the environment and those of us who live within it, which is all of us.
Well, you've been very enlightening about this. This is the second program in our series on tar sands, on shutting down the tar sands. And we started off with Kevin Timoney with his great views on the Chippewyan community there. And you've given us a little more information on that and now this bigger picture, so to speak. I really appreciate this, McDonald, and I'm hoping that you will have good fortune in your efforts to shut the tar sands down.
Well, thank you very much, and best to everyone in New York who has every reason to help us out, because it's your fight as well.
We certainly look at it that way. Thanks.
All right, take care.
Have a good nice trip back to Edmonton.
All right, cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.